baseball fans have their eye on another big court case, the high-stakes divorce battle between Frank McCourt, owner of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and his wife, Jamie. This week, lawyers for both sides revealed some eye-popping details about the McCourts' lavish lifestyle, and as the two fight over cash and property, many Dodgers fans worry the team will be the big loser. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
It's time for Dodger baseball!
Last night, Chavez Ravine echoed with the sound of the Dodgers' preseason exhibition game against the Cleveland Indians.
And now, the starting lineup for your Los Angeles Dodgers!
The fans Jeff Hilgers and Andrew Nissen were just as concerned about what was happening off the field, namely the McCourts' looming divorce. Nissen says money was tight in the offseason, which handcuffed team manager Joe Torre and Dodgers GM Ned Colletti.
Joe Torre was begging for a frontline starter, and Ned couldn't go out and get it because of no money from the McCourts. Said no money.
Hilgers says the recession gave the McCourts a public reason not to sign new players to help the lineup.
And I guess they'd blame that on the economy and not on their divorce. But they do owe it to the fans. I mean, they're trying to build something stronger. They need to keep a good product on the field and have no inkling of the product suffering because of their problems.
Dodger third baseman Casey Blake was philosophical about how the divorce might affect him.
You know, if I've learned one thing in this game, it's just to worry about the things you have control over, and that's certainly not one of them. So I try not to spend too much time thinking about it.
By the seventh inning stretch, the Dodgers were still ahead. But on the upper deck, lifelong fan Max Ruiz said Jamie McCourt's request for $1 million a month in spousal support is clouding the team's future.
I think it's costing us money. It's going downhill. They don't want to buy no players. They don't want to spend the money because she wants too much money.
And there's a lot of cash at stake, says Kurt Bodenhausen, a sports analyst and senior editor for Forbes.com.
The Dodgers are certainly one of the crown jewels of Major League Baseball. We valued the team last year at $722 million, fourth highest in all of baseball.
Bodenhausen says the Dodger Corporation has turned a very decent profit for the past several years, and this year could be the most profitable yet, if the divorce doesn't get in the way.
We saw them cut back dramatically for 2010. We've seen with some of the documents that have come out during divorce proceedings that the McCourts have been taking a lot of money out of this franchise.
Seven houses, private jets, personal stylists, and deluxe vacations, all that costs money. Jamie McCourt needs more than $500,000 a month just for mortgage payments. The couple also reportedly borrowed against their Dodger holdings to make hefty payments to themselves and their children. That raised eyebrows and has not endeared the McCourts to true blue fans.
The actual brand of the Dodgers has been bastardized.
Fox sports analyst Petros Papadakis says the McCourts have hurt the team, and he predicts they'll eventually have to sell the Dodgers.
Baseball in general is going to be very relieved if they do end up having to sell the team. This is a giant embarrassment to Bud Selig, the commissioner of baseball, who is absolutely silent on this issue, and his silence, I believe, speaks volumes in this given situation.
Actually, in this situation, it will be the money that will be doing the talking. And by the way, the Dodgers lost last night, 6-3. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.